One of the most annoying things for me is when I forget the scenes, the moments, the dialogue, because I'm doing another scene or dialogue. So when I'm writing, another part of my brain is still working. And so let's say I'm writing and then he said, blah, 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 blah. As I'm writing that out, another scene, maybe in season 2 or season 3 or before, the scene that I'm writing will pop into my head. I'll think it's a good idea, but I haven't finished writing the other part. So I'll finish writing that dialogue, and then I will have forgotten the new dialogue, the new scene that popped into my head. And sometimes it's not when I'm writing. Sometimes I'm out and about. I'm like, that's a great idea. I'm going to remember it. And then I forget. Or what happened with BTW, I'm an Alien, was my brain was like solving shit. And like, oh, it needs to be this. Oh, that doesn't make sense. And this was happening right when I was going to sleep. All of a sudden, I opened my eyes. I was like, aha, I figured out a plot hole. I wasn't thinking about BTW. I wasn't focused on writing at all, but my brain was just not at the forefront of my mind. And so I was like, this is so good. Okay. When I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to write it. Because I was already in bed. I was already comfortable. It was so cold. And then I repeated it to myself. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to remember it. Went to sleep, woke up the next morning, and I was like, yeah, I remember. What was it? That I could not remember it. Some things came to my mind. I was like, maybe that was it. Yeah, I think that was it. So I start writing BTW. And in a previous episode, I said that I read through all 8 episodes back to back from Thursday to Sunday. It was really Thursday to Saturday. And then my brain just problem solved on Sunday. But anyway, I did that. And as I was on like episode 5, I think, it came back to me, the part that I had forgotten. And I was like, oh, yes. I was so happy because I knew it was a big thing that was causing problems with the whole story. So I was so thankful that that was reminded to me. On Sunday, things popped back into my head. And then, no joke, yesterday, something else popped into my head that I had forgotten. And I only remembered it after I was looking at some of my artwork. I was like, shit. So I wrote that into it. Then this morning, I forgot another thing that had been in my head that I never added. And so I'm going to add that in a little bit. So what I've done to try to fix forgetting is when I'm writing a scene and something else pops in my head, I will go to the search bar or like the URL bar, and I'll put in whatever it is that's coming to me, because I can't write it into the actual script because it'll confuse me on what I'm currently writing. And switching windows to like another screen, let's say it's Word, let's say it's Google Documents, that will stop the flow. Or I will record it on my phone. I'll just go blah, 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 and I'll go back to sleep. I try to write things down the moment it comes to me. And that is why BTW and GG Family are so long, because I had barely any distractions during the pandemic. And the moment it came, I could write it out. So right now I am reading through GG Family. I read through all of episode 1 yesterday, well, the day before yesterday, and then I got into episode 2, and I was bawling my eyes out. Things were triggering me, so I had to take a break from it. And it's only 44 pages each, so I should have been able to get through it, but I just couldn't. And I gave myself a break. I learned to stop putting so much pressure on myself, so today, I plan to go through the rest of episode 2 and fix it up. Last night, so basically, I'm living in a house with an amazing woman who's very similar to me, and she's intending to buy her house, and she's going through the same problem I had with the original house I was going to buy. So yesterday she said she wanted to offer me a free sound bath. And for those of you who don't know, that's when you use like tuning forks, crystal singing bowls, Tibetan singing bowls, hang drums, whatever it is, a flute, whatever it is. And it's normally about an hour. So she did that for me. And I have been craving having something like that done for a while, because I know my brain, and I know how much it jibber jabbers. And sometimes communicating in the language of the communicator keeps the conversation going when you want it to stop. Meaning, if I try to quiet my mind with more mental talk, it just keeps the conversation going. But I have noticed from years of going to different events and dealing with different types of spiritual people, vibrational healing surpasses my mind and relaxes my whole body. So as she was playing the hang drum, my mind was quiet. I was able to process stuff. And I was able to get clarity on other stories. They just were flowing in and out of my mind. I was relaxed. I was present. I was in a state of surrender. In a state of allowing. And the state of allowance has been one of the hardest things for me. And I was receiving. I was receptive. And this morning I felt so whole, so full, so complete. I don't know if you can hear the wind howling. I'm right near the window. My heart was full. I was so thankful. And I'm like, why do I do that? Why do I rob myself of what I know works for me? I promised myself when I came back to the U.S., because I was in Canada for almost 14 years, I promised myself when I came back that I would never again allow anything to trump my own wellness. But I did with this job. It is always my loyalty and dedication to my word for something else, like a project or my religion or my spirituality or what I feel my mission is in life, that trumps how I feel in the moment. And I was about to say I need to stop doing that, but I'm ready to stop doing that. And I know that when you make a declaration, when you make a promise, there will be some resistance. And it is not failure to trip up. The failure is staying tripped. So I'm giving myself more grace. I'm being like, okay, yeah. That's an old habit that's really hard to break. But it's getting easier and easier every moment. Easier and easier every breath, every smile. I settle more and more into continually honoring my own wellness. And so it is. Like, I feel so recharged after all of that. So I'm not letting any of my other jobs take precedence over me. I'm not letting other people make me forget. I'm not going to give away my joy, my peace anymore. And yes, I will always be disciplined enough to get ish done. Because that's who I am. But it will not come at the cost of my peace and happiness. And sometimes I just need to verbalize it and make it public because it brings a different weight. It makes it more sturdy. It makes it deeper when I do. And the part that I forgot about BTW is not a huge part. It was just this quick flashback about Dumenia being earlier in the story. And so after I do that, then BTW will truly be completed. And the next task I've given myself is to somehow get it to Trevor Noah. And then all of a sudden I have this weird anxiety of like, what if he hates it? What if he's like, I want to sue her? Just, my brain is going crazy with all of those. And then I said, okay. Let's say that does go that way. Let's say my biggest fears happen. What can I do to love myself through it? Because all fear really is, and this is what I'm recently realizing, is my inability to feel equipped to love myself through it, to take care of myself through it, to honor myself through it. No matter what happens, I am committing to taking care of myself, to loving myself through it, and to honoring myself. My dedication and covenant with myself, with my soul, has no contenders. There's no opponents to that. It's only me against me, and I am not against myself. So, my goal is to get BTW to Trevor Noah and hopefully get it produced. I would love for him to voice the characters. I would love to voice Emperor. I'm not actually saying it correctly because I don't want it to sound as crazy. It's Emperor. That's actually her alien name. Yes, and it's explained why that's her name. In the script, I do give her a westernized Anglican name, Amara. But the story has my heart. I love it. I want it to be a visual medication for the youth, for adults. I want to get it out there. GG family, I also want to get out there. It's just so important to me. Both scripts. Wow. It's GG family that's making me emotional. Because I found out about residential schools late. And the moment I heard about them, I was distraught. I learned about them when I was, I think, 23. Actually, it might have been 21 or 22. And I was always shocked that nobody was really telling the story about them and the trauma. And then, of course, when I was in Canada, I met a lot of First Nations people and they talked about it, and I felt like the souls of these children really wanted me to make the story, so I have. And I've just done my best to honor them. And I just want the story presented so that they're never forgotten. So that their memories are honored. So that they know that their lives mattered. And I've been crying a lot this morning because I've just been releasing a lot of emotional baggage. And I was finding that in order for me to like really process it and not get overwhelmed and like shut down and go to sleep was detangling my hair. I am very lazy when it comes to my hair. But I found that, so I detangled it yesterday. And then this morning, I felt like I needed to just do it again. Because I know how it relaxes me, the repetitive movement. So I was relaxed, detangling and combing and then twisting my hair this morning. And the possibilities of a promised future that I made to myself kept unfolding. And it was so beautiful that I was weeping. And I was weeping in a way that I don't normally weep, where the tears just, you know, tears are there and like you blink and then they fall. It's different when like your eyes are open and they're just falling and falling and falling. You can't even like really get your eyes open because you're crying so much. So I just felt I don't even have the words. I felt on track. I felt like I was exactly where I was supposed to be in those visions, and it felt destined. And in these visions, it's the same as Gigi Family. I am helping kids. And in this particular vision that really, really made me cry, it was an orphanage. And then in another one, it wasn't an orphanage, it was a village. But I was dedicated to that village and I was helping them. So I know that I'll be able to honor that type of ministry I've always wanted to do. And I used to beat myself up for not doing it yet, but I feel like it'll happen regardless. The ones I am meant to help and support, I will be able to help and support. And I knew I was never going to be able to love on every child that I wanted to love on. And that's why I write. I'm hopeful that these stories will touch them in the absence of my presence. Amazing people like Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah Winfrey, have touched so many. Ianla Vincent, Viola Davis. And they've done this by their stories, by honoring other people's stories, by being on the TV, by being on the internet. And I know that I would not be who I am today had I not been empowered by their presence. And so I want to continue that legacy. Black women offering their hearts and it helping to heal the world. Will I be able to do it when I want to do it? No. Will it be done as perfectly as I want to do it? No. Will it be enough? I believe it will. Not because of me, but because of the tenacity of the ones around me. I didn't have much growing up, but it was enough that I got from the world, and specifically Oprah and Whoopi, that really showed Black is beautiful. I never, ever hated my hair, hated my skin, and it's because I saw Black women being comfortable in their skin, and so it never crossed my mind to hate my appearance. I did think I was too skinny growing up because I could see my ribs and my cheeks. It looked like I had been punched because I was kind of gaunt, but that was lack of like nutrition. That's why I didn't look right. But I've always loved my skin. I've always loved my hair and I've tried to trace it. And I remember these moments of a child looking at TV and seeing Whoopi on Sesame Street and saying that she loved her skin. And I remember it radiated through me. And I was just like, yeah, like I love my skin. And there was never any, I don't like my skin. And now I like it. It was always, I love my skin. And then there's other moments tracing to Oprah being empowered, talking about spirituality. And it's just like they modeled love and that model radiated through me so that I knew nothing other than that. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want to give. Okay. So it's just emotional, just needed to vent and get it all out today. There's nothing really more I want to say. Next week, I will be contacting people to do GG Family, to do the table read. I know I said I was going to do it this week, but things got busy with other things. But just know I'm doing well. I'm hoping that all of you are doing well. Abundant blessings to all of you.